because here he is playing with this word. He will say, cut, do not cut my foot and hand, except with my own hand, because I'm like this, I'm not different from this. This is the way I am. This is the way I am. In Persian will be, I am from this hand. It's like that. So, all these talking to come to the conclusion that you're talking again of separation, do whatsoever you want, but do not do this. This is the only thing that he has to say. Yes?
You are talking again of separation. Do whatsoever you will, but do not this. The way is now made into the realm of discourse. It is impossible to speak, since there is no time. We have told the husks, but the kernel is buried. If we remain, this will not remain as it is now.
Meaning? Try hard. Because these two verses are not the stuff that the guy is saying. This is Rumi again. Rumi says, again, we are somewhere that I don't know how to talk about it, because I'm talking about talking. And all this talking that the guy was talking, was it good or bad? It was good. Talking was not bad. But the guy doesn't mean all this. He's bringing all this as an excuse. So again, we are in saying something that we don't mean it that way again and again, all complicated. Let's start again. The paragraph should start, and you will now hear the answer from the beloved. Yes.
How the beloved rejected the excuses of the lover and rubbed his duplicity into him. The loved one opened her lips to answer him, saying, on my side it is day, and on your side it is night. Why in contention do you bring forward dark evasions before those who see? To us, all the deceit and dissimulations that you have in your heart are manifest and clear as day.
Okay, let's hear that again. The beloved will say what? He said, hey, all those cheatings and those cleverness of turning the stuff here and there and arguing, all of this, why? Because you don't understand that we know it. Right from the beginning, let's go back. Do you remember the story of the Sufi and the cheating wife? Right at the beginning, Rumi said, Sufi knew it already. This is something that we forget, that when you go somewhere, when there is someone over there, that someone which is better than you will see everything. You cannot cheat. You cannot be clever. You cannot pretend to be this or that, because no matter what you do, they know the real you. So when you're cheating, you're just a laughing subject. You cannot cheat, you cannot do anything over there, because they know it. Yes?
If we, in kindness to our servant, cover it up, why do you carry shamelessness beyond the limit?
This is it. We know that they don't go around and punish everyone. They are very kind people. So they don't show, they go slowly. It's up to you to control yourself. Yes.
Learn from your father, for in sin Adam came down willingly to the vestibule. When he beheld that knower of secrets, he stood up on his feet to ask forgiveness. He seated himself on the ashes of contrition. He did not jump from one branch of idle pleading to another. He said only, O Lord, truly we have done wrong.
Ha ha ha. You see, we came to the first stuff. Do you remember? We said there are two main stuff that you should learn. First, stand up, be responsible, and accept your wrongdoings. The other one is the credit time that you say, I did this, and no, you didn't do it. Don't inflate your ego. But the main thing is to accept your shortcomings. My brain doesn't like that. My brain wants to hide my shortcomings. It's made like that, isn't it? How the brain is made? Oh, look at the animals. They show off. They show off what? Being the best, being bright, being powerful, and all is just a visual effect and nothing else. But it works because the brain is like this. When we're talking about the humanity, you should understand that the brain is not my tool. My heart is my tool. That's how I understand. Yes.
He said only, O Lord, truly we have done wrong, when he saw the lifeguards in the front and behind. He saw the lifeguards, who are invisible, as the spirit is, each one's mace to the sky, saying, Ola, be the ant before Solomon, lest this mace cut you in two. Do not for one moment stand, but in the place of truth. A man has no guardian like the eye.
Okay, the guardian here is not just the guardian, it's a little bit more than that. It's Lala, means the keeper, the one that will make, will attend to the child to grow up and all that. So, this is one of those verses that, remember, there is, do you know what maqam is? Qiyam is standing up. Maqam is the point that you are standing on. That's maqam, right? Here you will say, from the point of honesty, even one breath do not stop. Those are the words over there. Juz maqam rasti, yek dam maist. He's using even the breath for the moment. That is, even for a single moment, you shouldn't leave the standing point of honesty. Because this is cheater, this is the lawyer, but you understand the honesty. Be at that point, because none of these keepers and helpers and stuff will replace your own eye to see something. Yep.
If the blind man be purified by admonition, he continually becomes polluted again.
Oh. Have you seen the movie of blindness? They made a good movie about it. Have you read the book of blindness? Oh, it's a good book. It's a very good book, science fiction, which is talking about a miracle. Something strange happens in a city. Suddenly, a group of people will go blind. Nobody knows why. Then, at the end of the book, suddenly everybody is cured. During this period that everybody is blind, I show you what a filthy life will be. Because everything depends on eye. It's a very good book. Let's forget about it. Come again to these eyes. Yes.
O Adam, you are not blind of vision. But when the divine destiny comes, the sight becomes blind.
This is an Arabic stuff again. إِذَا جَعَ الْغَزَىٰ عَمْيَ الْبَصَارِ means when the consequence comes, then you don't need the vision, because the consequence is here. You needed the vision before the consequence, right? To know what to do. Yes.
Lifetimes are needed, rarely and occasionally, for the seeing man to fall by destiny into the pit.
Means it's so exceptional. So exceptional that sometimes a guy with the eye will fall in a well. Normally the blind people will fall there. Yes, I don't say that people with the eye never fall, but it's very, very rare. Yes.
As regards the blind man, this destiny in sooth is his companion on the way, for it is a nature and disposition to fall. He falls into the filth and does not know what the smell is. Is this smell from me or from being polluted? And likewise, if anyone sprinkles some musk over him, he thinks it from himself and not from the kindness of his friend. Therefore,
all of this, yes.
Therefore, to you, O man of vision, two clear eyes are 100 mothers and 100 fathers.
Aha. This is the importance of vision. Right from the beginning, we started to talk about it. The vision, the way you see, says that eye is more important than 100 father and 100 mother to you, because that's the way you will build up yourself. Yes.
Especially the eye of the heart, which is 70-fold, and of which these two sensible eyes are the gleaners.
Means, remember, when I'm saying vision and eye, I'm not talking about this. These two are a little bit will be influenced by that. I mean the third eye, the real eye, which you see your life, you see everything by that. Yes.
Oh, alas, the highwaymen are seated. They have tied 100 knots beneath my tongue. How should the smooth-paced horse...
Who said this? The beloved is telling the guy that I cannot speak? No, again, Rumi. Rumi jumps in to say, oh, how can I talk about this? Yes.
How should the smooth-paced horse move well when his leg is tied? This is a very heavy chain. Hold me excused. These words are coming brokenly, O heart, for these words are pearls, and jealously is the mill. Jealousy is the mill. Though the pearls are broken into small fragments, they become polishing powder for the sore eye.
Okay, all the meaning. Rumi jumped in and said, ha ha. Okay, when somebody has some bounded feet, how could he really walk? I'm sorry, this is how it is. I'm talking about walking and I see your feet bounded together still. And you know what? The talking that I'm talking, it comes broken somehow, because the stuff that I'm talking is the jewel, and the other side of it is like a grinding machine. Would you put a diamond in a grinding machine? Never. But this is how it works. This talking is like that. That jewel of essence of the subject, I bring it in these words and it will break down. I'm sorry, because it's not that good. But at the same time, yes, sometimes I put one of those diamonds in the handsaw, because that powder cures the eyes, so I use it as a medicine. That's why I'm talking. The subject I want to talk is a very delicate one. And when it is broken, it could vanish. But at the same time, I do it because maybe it will work. Yes?
Though the pearls are broken into small fragments, they become polishing powder for the sore eye. O pearl, do not beat your head at your being broken, for through being broken, you will become light. It has to be uttered thus brokenly and in bandages. God, who is self-sufficient, will make it whole at last.
This was the trick. He said, okay, I want to talk about the subject, but the subject looks like broken, and when I break it, I don't know what will happen. But even the broken one, the powder, could